We always enjoyed talking FFA, and particularly when we can talk to FFA members. And we're going to begin with visiting with Lilith Warble, who is a president of what chapter where?
The Mackey FFA chapter in Idaho.
How many members in the chapter?
About 40. 50 if you can include 8th graders. So
talk to me about your, we used to call it projects when I was in FFA, but I know now it's SAE, Supervised Agricultural Experience. Tell me about yours.
I actually help out with my local library, but I do know that several other students do work with animals and work with other farms and things like that.
Have you selected a career path that you're going to follow?
I haven't actually decided yet, but I'm definitely looking at all the options that they have here today, so maybe I can find something there.
Well, we wish you well, and you're with the best youth leadership training program on the planet, the FFA. So that's the president of the Mackey FFA, Lilith Warble. Now we turn to vice president, and you are?
Drew Winters.
Talk to me about what you're doing in school and with your project.
So my SAE is I have a coffee roasting business that I started up last year. I got a scholarship and was able to buy a 5-pound coffee roaster in our small town. And so I've started roasting coffee and selling it at our farmers markets.
I didn't know you grew coffee in Idaho.
We order the coffee in like 20-pound bags, and then we roast it.
And then how do you sell it? Through one outlet?
Yeah, we mostly just sell it through the farmers market and on like Facebook when we can.
How's it doing?
It does really well in the summer, and it slows down quite a bit in the winter, but we plan to fix it and get it picked back up.
What about your future?
I plan to become a teacher of what I'm not sure yet.
How about BOAG?
I'm thinking about ag.
Because we still have that shortage out there, and you'll always be in demand, Drew. So, well, very good. And here is a broadcaster. Or a wannabe broadcaster, is that right? The secretary, Kobe Marinak of the Mackey chapter?
Yeah, my ag advisor actually is the one that came to me asking if I wanted to participate in the radio program because he knew that I am really into film and communications. So that's how it got started. Hopefully, I'm looking to go into the film business or the TV business.
I hope you'll devote a lot of time to agriculture because we need people to explain what happens on farms and ranches across the country.
Yeah, and definitely since TV is such a big thing now, the best way for people to learn about agriculture is through the TV and through communication like radio and movies.
I can just hear some people in the audience saying, do you have TV in Idaho?
Oh, yeah, that's a question. Do we have TV? Do we have Wi-Fi? Yeah, I mean, we're rural, but yeah, we definitely get those out there.
Where would you go to college to pursue this career?
I'm going to a college in Twin Falls called CSI to get my basics, and then I'm moving on to California.
Well, again, I'm impressed by all three of you because of what you're doing with your education, what you're doing to provide new leadership for the world. So a visit with the members of the Mackey, Idaho FFA.
Well, thanks for that report, Orion. We certainly appreciate it. And as you heard in that interview, Mackey's chapter secretary has his sights set on a career in broadcast. Here he is now giving us an inside look at one of the chapter's biggest projects, the Fish Lab.
You're listening to Mackey FFA Radio. Today, we're going to be doing a segment on the Fish Lab. Let's start off with an audio tour.
Today, I'm giving a tour of the Mackey Fish Lab. When you first walk in the door, on the right, you're going to see a series of tanks that contain fish that we just recently got. These tanks are made of recycled material found on local ranches, and the stand for these tanks was custom made by one of our students. Just beyond that, you'll see a series of settling tanks and filters to help ensure that the fish are happy and healthy. All of the plumbing in this room was made either by students or by our ag advisor, Mr. Van Leuven. Beyond those tanks, we have some market tanks, and we have a couple different kinds of trout in those. We have cutthroat, rainbow, brook. We also have sturgeon. At the far end of the fish lab, we have a long trough. We used it last year, we haven't yet this year, to hatch trout from eggs, so that kids can see the development process of the fish and understand what needs to happen in the natural environment for these fish to grow up happy. As we loop back around towards the door, we have two market tilapia tanks. These were produced by two of our students, Colt Krasick and Kobe Marinak. The plumbing was done by those two, so it's a little complex, but it works like it should. It works like a charm. We have a heat exchanging tape because tilapia like to be a lot hotter than the trout or sturgeon. And so we like to keep that water about 80 degrees or so to make sure that they're active and eating enough to grow quickly to market weight.
Hey, Mr. Van Leeuwen, could you give us a brief history of the fish lab?
So we actually have quite a great history with the fish lab. It started off when Trout Haven went out of business. They offered it to the school so that they could have an aquaculture class. And so the previous instructor, Mr. Vernon Roach, he was taking students up there, and they were actually hatching out fish, and was making that work. It being up north of town by a couple miles, it became very apparent that it wasn't going to work out to use that and trying to get students transported there and back all within an hour and have a good, meaningful experience. And so with two new greenhouses, they took the older greenhouse, which comes off the ag shop, and they turned that into a fish lab. Most of the credit for this fish lab and for this program needs to go to Mick Hoover, who works for the Idaho Fish and Game. He spent over 20 years advising agriculture teachers and students on exactly the best practices for raising fish in this lab. And so it's grown quite a lot. They've had tilapia in the past. They've had trout. They've hatched out what could possibly be the very first mountain whitefish that have been hatched in captivity. Mick Hoover works tirelessly still, and we're very fortunate to have seen it grow, and we've added so many different species of fish. And so it offers a lot of great opportunities. About a third of our students here at Mackey High School have an SAE project related to the fish. And so for me, it's exciting to be able to see students practicing their plumbing skills as they put together new systems, fixed systems. They get to understand electricity. They have the opportunity to understand anatomy, animal behavior, the mathematics. It's just endless, the possibilities of what students can learn in this fish lab.
Let's have a word from one of our new students.
My name is Allie Freeman, and I'm a senior. I'm from Salt Lake, and in Salt Lake you have a lot of different classes that you just take. And so I thought it was really cool when I moved here that I was able to take this class and learn a lot, and like I've never had the opportunities in Salt Lake that I do here.
What's your role in the fish lab?
So like cleaning tanks or taking care, like moving fish or feeding fish.
The fish lab is super important. It does a great job preparing students for jobs in one of the few growth industries in our small town. The Idaho Department of Fish and Game runs a local hatchery, and Clear Springs Foods is in the process of overhauling a trout farm here recently purchased.
That's it for this segment.